B-Pod Studios.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter, at Zoe and Bertrand.
I have a question about your leaving New England, your departure here. Robert Kraft did several interviews the other day, or whenever that was, when you left, stating that this was really what you wanted, that leaving New England was what you wanted, and that if you had wanted to come back to the Patriots, they would have made a deal happen, but that you leaving and you wanting to start elsewhere was what you wanted to do. Would you agree with that assessment?
Well, again, I'm not responsible for, how other people, will say certain things. I think Mr. Kraft has, been a great influence in my life, and I'm so grateful for, two decades, I referenced that the other day. It's been an amazing thing for my family, and I'm sure when I'm done playing, I'll look back and have a chance to really reevaluate, my entire career.
Yeah, he wasn't going to touch that third rail.
Wow.
Staying away from that one. Going to take a hard pass on that question. I'm not responsible for what other people say.
There was a pause there while he was thinking how he was going to answer that.
Too classy for that. Too classy to engage in that. He's like, nope, hard pass. We're on to Tampa Bay. That's what he said. We're on to Tampa Bay. 617-779-0985. He said at one point in the conference call that if OTAs aren't able to happen, he's going to find a way to meet with players on the team. That's what he indicated.
Yeah.
That would not be good social distancing, Tom.
Well, if you come in a room and you sit there and watch film with one guy, and you're 8 feet away, maybe you'll get to a point where you'll be able to do that. And they open the facility. I don't know. And then shuffle guys in and out. I don't know.
All right, so what's this offseason going to look like for the NFL?
That's a great question.
The draft in Vegas has been canceled. They're still going to have a draft, we assume.
Correct.
They'll do it
sort of just like
remotely.
Yeah, we did now.
Right. Probably Brady. Not going to be a gathering of people at any one location.
Yep.
They're going to somehow put this together and I'm sure make it some sort of television event, but not by getting everybody in the same room. So he doesn't know when he's going to be able to meet his teammates. We know that the draft is one part of it. OTAs is the next part of it. Do you think they're able to happen?
I don't think OTAs are going to be able to happen.
I don't think they're going to happen either.
Because they start next month. No. Maybe you have one at the end of May.
Minicamp? Yeah,
maybe, or nay? Maybe, yeah, I do think we'll have a minicamp in June. Maybe you push that back to mid-June. I don't know if the NFL has the ability to... Do you think they have the ability to bump the season back 2 weeks?
I don't know what that would accomplish.
Say you get some clearance on this and the curve, and who knows what the hell it's going to look like in 2 months. But say it's on the downturn. And you're like, okay, maybe in a month we're going to be able to come together and work.
So you're saying after the peak?
I'm saying after that peak, and then when's that peak hit?
Well, I think it's so funny right now because people think they know where this is at, and there's still so little testing that we don't really know where we're at.
Right. Like, we're finally at the point now where we're mass-producing masks and gloves now.
Yeah, but you hear it every day. Oh, the numbers have remained steady. That doesn't mean anything. The numbers are not good data. The numbers are bad data in this country. Like, who cares what your numbers say?
It doesn't apply right now. Yeah.
It's useless.
All you can do is tally up who's been tested and who's sick. And who's been admitted and who's died.
That's, right, but you tally up the number. You can't tally up the number of people who's
so
sick.
Many. Look at the size of New York. You ever drive through the Bronx? You ever drive through the Bronx on 95 there?
Sure, plenty of times.
You look at those buildings, 25 stories high, all lined up there, and they're all apartments. And it's, it's old people, it's young people, and the mix. And the amount of that transfer is going to be through there. New Rochelle, you drive through there on the way down, and you read the stories on that. Like, this thing, that thing's exploding. And it's just going to spread through those buildings. And then you're touching everything. You're breathing the same air. I don't know how you... Whatever happens with New York here is going to be a good sign for everybody else, right?
A good sign?
Not a good sign.
No, I wouldn't say good sign.
No, it's going to be an example.
A good indicator?
An indicator. I'm sorry. Yeah, sign. Not a good. And I don't mean good as far as, wow, that's great. I mean as far as information and what you should have done. Maybe you shouldn't be out, you know, running around the streets playing ball. Maybe you should be out in California. You're having pickup games. Guys sitting there playing beer pong, sharing the same glass. Or going to the beach. Walking down the street.
I think it's going to get worse. So I'm guessing, and I've said,
Cuomo keeps saying, we haven't seen it.
This stuff changes by the day. Yeah. So I don't think the NFL is going to have their preseason activities. I think that they should be holding out hope that they're able to get to training camp in July. So in addition to that, I don't think the NBA or NHL seasons will continue.
Okay.
So, I think they're over.
Okay.
I don't think we're going to have playoffs. I think it's over.
So real quick, go back to the NFL. Who does that benefit? Does that benefit like a team like Tampa, or does it benefit like the Patriots more because of the coaching
styles? So let's boil this down. Would you rather have Tom Brady with just a training camp, no offseason program, or Jarrett Stidham with a year plus in the offense
You know that
you want Brady.
You know that answer, but I'm talking from a team perspective and approach. And
it's easier for the Patriots to overcome it than it probably would be.
That's what I'm
the
asking.
Bucs.
Yeah, see, guys that are going to be able to, the McCourty's and the leadership that they're going to be able to do. I know Gilmore's going to be ready to go when it starts. Hightower. Guys that are able to take care of themselves and know what the amount of work and prep going in. Like, this team in Tampa hasn't been around Brady enough to where, like, oh, wow, this guy's a nut. Like, we need to do that. I heard Matt Light talking about this, too, that, boy, when he talked, we knew that everything had to be accelerated. The pace, the speed that we played with, the sense of urgency. Like, when will Tampa sense that? I mean, you got to be around a guy enough to, okay, this is the work ethic. This is what we need to do in practice. We can't really run routes with our chin strap unbuckled. You know, here's this guy. He's got pads in Costa Rica throwing. He's got his own set of, you know, workout pads, helmet. Wow, this guy's nuts. Yeah, you need to do that. See, I think it's sort of instilled here in New England. I think a layoff of that type would benefit a team like the Patriots and their staff and the way they've approached things in the past and some of the guys they're keeping around. So,
couple of items. I saw a report yesterday that Major League Baseball is considering moving their All-Star game to the postseason.
That'll be fun. Is that indoors or outdoors?
I have a question about that.
When that? December? Yeah.
You're talking about the All-Star game? No one cares about the All-Star game.
Oh, Major League Baseball does.
What are you doing? Maybe that's just the one thing that they pulled out of the, you know, behind-the-scenes conversations. But there was also this in a report that came out. It was Tim Brown and Hannah Kaiser of Yahoo Sports, and the baseball executive spoke to them and said it is possible that there is a cancellation of the entire season in baseball. There is a possibility of there being no baseball season. And he said, anyone who answers that it's impossible, you should take out of your Rolodex. That was what the baseball exec told the reporters. Said, if you get someone on the phone that shouts, that shoots down that idea and says it's impossible that the entire season would be canceled, basically their opinions and their info are worthless. Take them out of your Rolodex. That's the quote. Anyone who answers impossible, you should take out of your Rolodex. Don't call those people because they got bad info. That's on the table in baseball. No baseball season. So that goes through October. So what you're talking about, Zoe, is the start of the NFL season could be impacted. You know what you could have? You could have a shortened season.
Get 10 games.
I would not rule that possibility out, that the NFL has a short season as opposed to no season.
That'll help a guy like Brady, who's 43, and remember fresh as lettuce coming off the suspension.
Remember that four-game suspension?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just as you said, four games.
Fresh as
Who was it at the time that had that? The Mike Lynch?
Yeah, Mike Lynch.
Yeah, remember Mike Lynch's report?
Kind of looking forward to that, yeah.
How do you put it? Fresh as lettuce?
Fresh as lettuce, man.
Yes.
Coming off that, yep.
How do you feel, Tom? Fresh as lettuce.
Yeah.
Did he say that?
Yeah, I think he did, yeah.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah, sure. Fresh as lettuce. That was the thing. T-shirts. Print them.
Well, It's now in play again.
Fresh as lettuce, baby. Ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was one of the executives from baseball a day or two ago was talking about the ramp-up time. This is what we talked about when they shut everything first down. We said they need ramp-up.
Wow.
And he
said 4 weeks, right?
He said a month. They need a month. Once you tell us to resume activities, give us a month before we can play. So if they get the call to do that,
yeah.
I would think it would be really, really optimistic to say you get the call that you can start up again, call everybody back, and have them there ready to go May 1st. They can't do anything until June 1st. You've already lost 2 months.
Sure. Dude, that fresh as lettuce game, that Cleveland game, we were in Cleveland. That's when the Red Sox were in the playoffs. So your season was already done, baseball. 162 games, you're already in the playoffs. Because it was Brady's fifth. It was the fifth game he was active, coming off the suspension. And he came out guns a-blazing in Cleveland, threw touchdowns to Martellus Bennett and everybody. And we were scrambling to find Red Sox games because they didn't have it in a hotel because it was playoffs. That's when it was, I think, on what, FS1 or whatever the hell that was at the time. But, that goes to show you, like, the impact of what it could have. An NFL 5-6 week delay, and the baseball season should have already been in the bag by then, you know?
Yeah, I'm looking back at 95 when they came off the strike. They reached a labor deal on April 3rd. They started the season on April 26th. 3.5 weeks is what they gave them. That's what they did. So a month, that doesn't seem that different from what they did 25 years ago. 617-779-0985. We'll get to more of your calls. Also, the NHL, they've made cuts today to their staffers. We'll tell you that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
More bad news in the sports world. According to Emily Kaplan of ESPN, the NHL is temporarily cutting the pay of league office employees by 25%. Salaries will be reduced across the board starting on April 1st. The NHL season has been on pause since March 12th due to the ongoing pandemic. According to sources, the NHL is hoping that the temporary pay cut among league office employees will prevent layoffs during this uncertain time. Players have been told to self-isolate until at least March 27th. So, on Monday, the Devils cut their employees' pay. The 76ers and the Devils notified salaried full-time employees they will be subject to pay cuts of 20% and will be moving to a 4-day work week. That's for the Philadelphia 76ers and the New Jersey Devils. That's where things have started to go. Mm. That doesn't typically go over well with the fan bases.
No.
And hasn't so far this week. 617-779-0985. Chris in Boston on Tom Brady. Chris.
Hey, guys. First time, long time. Appreciate you sticking it out into that. And you really got to figure out how to get Hardy's name in the byline. He's been awesome when he's been in the seat.
Thank you.
I listened to as much of that garbage press conference as you allowed to air, and I've never thought Tom to be particularly gifted wordsmith, but for a guy who is so excited about the opportunity and challenge presented by a new offense, new coach, new ownership, new climate, he already sounded like he was miserable. Couldn't name a single player whose phone number he has. Couldn't answer how often he's been to the Gulf of Mexico. He sucked from start to finish, and that crystallizes for me the reason he left. So I don't think anybody's been avoiding this theory, but it's pure spite. He left almost exclusively to stick it to Bill and let him know just how ripped he was over the dismissive attitude the last 2-3 years. I bet he would have signed for like 2-20 guaranteed to make a point. And if that's the case, that confirms the humble, decent kid that did the improbable in 2001 is absolutely the weird, avocado-loving, stretchy band whacker he left as in 2020. And, you know, the nonsense of the OTAs, the public discontent the last few years, it was unbecoming. So, honestly, I'm glad he's not a Patriot any longer. And if Jules wants to follow him down to Tampa and be his slot lapdog, good riddance. We don't need you skateboarding down Newbury any longer anyway. So, you know, I know that's a short-sighted take. Stidham needs someone marginally reliable to throw to, but, you know, you're either a Patriot or you're an opponent. And that's hard for me to say because Paul's been my quarterback since high school. I'll hang up now. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Chris. Way to get that off the chest. Listen, it's hard to know based on a conference call. It is. And he just signed there this week, but it bears watching. Is Tom Brady going to be truly happy in Tampa Bay? Is it going to be worth it at the end to not play in New England all because you didn't want to play for Bill?
He was smiling signing his contract.
Well, yeah, I mean.
I hear the one report, like, felt like the world was, one guy was thrilled and one guy was sort of shocked.
Yeah, I mentioned this earlier that I disagree with Terry Bradshaw. Terry Bradshaw, I know Tom Brady might be exhausted from playing for Bill Belichick. I don't think that's who Tom Brady is. Brady might actually get to Tampa and hate the environment and say, what the hell is this? Think Troy Aikman playing for Barry Switzer. What the hell are we doing here?
Yep.
What is this circus?
Aikman was holding meetings. Aikman, and it might get to that point for Brady.
Aikman was miserable playing for Switzer because it was such a clown show.
You go from Jimmy to Switzer.
Yes.
And that's like Belichick to Arians.
Yes.
Hey, Bruce, I work with some of the greatest in the game. It's going to be great to work with the greatest ever. Byron Leftwich? Brady's like, yeah. Talked to Byron a couple times. It seems like everybody likes Byron. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Yeah, this guy's supposed to be your friend? Coach supposed to be your friend or supposed to coach you? How's Brady going to walk in there and say, Byron Leftwich is going to freaking coach me? I don't get that one.
And he's such an outgoing guy.
It's great.
What? Who cares?
Who's the guy in the Saturday Night Live? Looks like him.
Who?
What's the name? Byron Leftwich. Oh. He's got that smile. He plays a ton of different characters.
Keenan Thompson.
Yeah, Keenan Thompson. He reminds me of Keenan Thompson.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to look at that now.
Yeah, you look at Leftwich and Keenan Thompson. You got to get a picture of Leftwich when he was playing. Like, I don't know what he looks like now.
Oh, my God. Hey. Wow, Zoe's onto something here.
Yeah.
He does sort of look like him.
He's got like the pudgy.
Some pictures, though, he doesn't look at all like him.
Right. You got to get one of those pudgy ones from back in the day when
he was
playing.
You've got to get like a younger photo.
Younger pudgy.
At the right angle.
Yeah.
Because now he doesn't look at all like him.
No.
Like, he doesn't
look. Don't look at
he doesn't look anything like him now. But I do see a photo of him in a practice from, it looks like a very long time ago, and he does sort of look like him.
Yeah, people have already posted. There's one of, like, back-to-back of Keenan Thompson wearing, like, a white jacket and then Leftwich in a white practice jersey. And yeah, cool. It's close. It's good calls, though.
Good.
Yeah. You got that one.
Like Fat Albert.
Nailed it.
Tom in Brighton. Tom.
Hey, you guys. How you doing?
Good.
I'm not thrilled to hear him say he's going to the OTAs. That can happen anyway, whatever. But
I mean, that kind of has to happen, doesn't it?
At some point, though, but who the hell knows when. But
it's turnkey here for him. It's not there. It's not.
But I'm really.
Go ahead.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, I'll tell you, the guy before you is right. He sounded like a beat dog. I mean, I'm not saying when he's going to figure out he shouldn't be there. He figured it out. Hear him on the phone.
Yeah, he shouldn't have to go through that.
He sounded like a beaten down man on the phone. He had no excitement in his voice. And Zoe, you're 100% right. I'm excited to be coached by Byron Leftwich. Come on. It's nonsense.
Nobody believes that.
No one does.
He gave you fluff today. Brady gave you fluff today. Yeah.
He sounded awful. He sounded like I'm away from home and what do I do now?
Well, it's also this is tough, too. So you can't be in the room and look at him when he's standing at the podium to where, you know, Tom's really good at talking to you, making eye contact, and knowing the people. These guys are all new to him. There's a delay on the call. The guys are kind of talking over each other. He did a little bit with Karen there. And I miss Karen. Like, that's where he felt most comfortable, talking to Karen Garrigan. So, we'll see. He'll develop relationships down there, though. He'll get to know people. I just think it's going to be a lot easier down there than you know, obviously how he was covered here. Tougher questions here. Toughest questions were from people here.
Yeah. Dave in Newton. Hi, Dave.
Hey, yeah, I have a question. I listened to the radio announcement, and Ben Bolin and Ken Garigi, and neither one of them asked him about the OTAs the last few years, yet he's going to be going to them this year.
He's been asked a ton about them in the past years.
Yeah, well, yeah, but not the last 2 years.
Yeah, but the question, I don't know who it was, but the person who did ask him about it said you haven't been at OTAs in previous
seasons. I think it was USA Today guy.
Yeah.
Maybe? Yeah.
So it was mentioned that he had not gone, and would he now be going? So it was in that question.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, I missed some of it, but I just was hoping that they did, either one of them, they're so close to the Patriots, that they would ask him that question.
I would say that when they had asked their question, the OTA thing had already been brought up. So I don't blame them one bit. I thought they asked the best questions on the conference call. The two Boston reporters. Tom, what do you know about Tampa?
I got news for you. He ain't going to OTAs this year either.
Yeah, no. Exactly. It's easy to say.
Don't worry about it. But could you answer that if you were Tom Brady?
Don't you think he knows that, though?
Do you like Tampa? Do you like it here? What do you know about Tampa?
What? How about this?
Yeah, you've been to the area.
How easily can you answer that question? By the way, the really tough questions Brady didn't answer today. I don't think he was bad. He just didn't give you real answers on some of the tougher ones, like, you know, what about Bob Kraft saying if you had wanted to be here? He's
not going to address
word, that. Word. So, Tom, last couple of years you didn't attend OTAs for the Patriots, yet you said you're going to attend them for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Why is it more important to attend them with the Bucs than it is for the Patriots?
It's brand new. You're walking into a brand new
environment. Well, it's always a question of balancing family
filling
life
bucket.
And personal life and filling the bucket. And
do you think she thinks it's nice?
We all have decisions to make that we feel are in the best interest for not only ourselves but the people we're responsible for. And, you know, with the new job, there's
words.
New responsibilities. But I know that we're going to make the best. There's no answer. And quite frankly, the easiest answer is, oh, I knew most of the team in New England. I'd been doing it for 18, 19 years. I've never played with any of these guys in Tampa, so I'm going to go to OTAs. That's the answer.
Or it's Bruce's offense.
Yeah, new coaches knew everything.
It was my offense in New England.
I've known everything in New England. I've known nothing else but New England. The coach, the offensive coordinator.
Of course
most
he's going
to OTAs. Most of the guys. Yeah, whatever. It's a couple of days. It's no big deal. I skipped him. It didn't really matter.
More of your calls are coming up next. Today's takeaways at 150.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
This was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
No funk in
it. Light on in.
You want to tighten up? I think Hardy wants to tighten up.
Today's takeaway is coming up in just 10 minutes.
Is it me?
And we will have the mashup of Shelly or Shelby? Shelby, like the car.
Yeah, chubby cheeks.
Stop that.
It's like a squirrel storing nuts for the winter.
Shelby Cordell, Derek in Foxborough. Let's go to Brian in the car. Brian! Noisy,
man.
Hey!
What's going on, guys? I just wanted to get your opinion on something. Every day I'm going nuts seeing that we haven't signed anybody. And I get it if he got the same weapons, you know, Brady had last year. It'd probably be the same outcome. But what do you guys think of, you know, Cam Newton?
What do you think of Cam Newton, so? We haven't talked about that. What do you think of Cam Newton?
We talked about that
earlier. I'd be open to it. I'd be open to the idea. Assuming he was cheap. Assuming that you don't guarantee him anything coming through the door. Certain circumstances, I think, would allow for it, but.
Again, to what we talked about earlier, would he be able to
put it in these terms though?
Would you be able to humble him?
Would you rather they go out and start adding receivers or a tight end or
I'd rather
defensive
them
linemen or linebackers?
Spend money on
a tight
end.
Would you rather that than Cam Newton right now? I know I would.
I'm sure Jared Stidham would too, because he's ultimately going to be your quarterback. So yeah,
Cam Newton would be fun just because he's a star and there's a personality there, and it would be good for our purposes. But I think for the long-term planning of the team, it probably doesn't help.
Yeah.
But I'd be open to it under the right set of circumstances. Right set of circumstances.
Mine is a veteran guy. You know, he'd have to come in and just be a different type of player. And it's confined to the system.
Steve in Fall River on Brady in Tampa. Hi, Steve.
Steve.
All right. How are you guys?
Hey, Ben, Steve.
What insight does Terry Bradshaw have that you or I or anybody has? Nothing. He has no relevancy in his comments. He was just talking out of his you know what.
Well, wait a minute, Steve. He played for a tough coach in Chuck Noll that he didn't have a great relationship with at the end, and he won 4 Super Bowls. He's 4-0 in them.
Hi, but still, okay. Other than that, what does he know about what Tom Brady thinks or doesn't think, or how Tom Brady's going to feel at 43?
Well, he also
former quarterback and went through a tough coaching.
But he didn't claim to know. He openly stated he was speculating too.
Yeah.
I'm going to speculate that Tom Brady likes to win, and I saw in the playoff game a ball doink off of Ben Watson's hands and almost get intercepted. And Tom Brady must have said, wait a minute, you gave me this guy in 04. He was here for 6 years. He couldn't do jack whatever. He's 38 years old. This is who I'm thrown to in a playoff game. And then you give me the next two plays later, I'm throwing on N'Keal Harry, whoever the hell his name is, and I throw a beautiful ball. He almost trips trying to break to the sidelines, and we can't make a play, and we lose. And I got all this garbage to work with. And why would I think Bill, even if he went out and tried, was going to bring me anybody? I heard that this class coming up, the receiver class, somebody was saying is one of the best. It's 96. Is that right, guys?
It's pretty stacked. I mean, but look at last year's class, too.
Whoever Bill Belichick and the brain dead trust over there decide to draft, you could expect he'll be the next K'Neil Harry. You put your money on it. Find the Vegas line, make a personal bet with somebody, and he'll be the bust of the draft. Because this guy can't find anybody if it bit him in the ass.
All right, Steve. There was something you said to me off the air earlier, that relates to that last game that Steve just referenced. And this was a line in that statement that Bill Belichick put out the other day. In the second paragraph, sentence number 2, it says, "Nothing about the end of Tom's Patriots career changes how unfathomably spectacular it was."
What does that mean? Does that mean because you lost in a playoff game? Or just the way the last 2 years have gone?
I mean, does he mean literally the last game?
Kind of leaves it open there.
Losing to Tennessee, Brady throwing a pick on his final play.
Is Bill careful with releasing statements?
Or is that about off the field, the end of the relationship? What does it mean?
It can mean 10 different things. But it was just a little like, let's revisit the end of the career. What happened at the end? Okay, I remember the pick six. Like, Bill's not dwelling on a pick six. That game was toast by now.
No, but just that game in general, was it specific to that game?
Yeah. I said it was a fitting in because it's just the way the season went
or the
and how
fact
it went downhill.
That there had been a breakdown in the relationship at the end. The fact that Brady was miserable for the season.
It's an interesting comment.
Is that
comment.
It? It's
an
is interesting, that what I mean? It is interesting.
It's an interesting comment by Bill.
It is.
And he's very careful when he puts his name to something. Because he's going to defer to that.
It's a good catch by you, though.
So. Felger brought it up yesterday.
Oh, right. Hey. Well, good catch by him. Yeah. Max in the truck. Hey, Max.
Hey, what's up, guys? Sup, Zoe?
Hey, sup?
So I don't want Cam Newton, but
is this
I
Max Lane?
No, it okay. isn't, though.
Sound like him.
Huh. Every time I call, you ask me that.
You got the same delivery.
Yeah. I have a feeling Bill Belichick, for some reason, is going to sign Cam Newton. As much as I don't want the guy, I just don't want him. And I want to see Bill Belichick, you know, sign some weapons. Like, we don't even have anybody.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
Follow guys.
I'm with you on that. Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to get some line depth. You need a tight end. You need another guy on the outside. You got rookie class coming up. You got $26 million in dead cap money. We're going to go down the road with another vet. What if he doesn't win the job? He ain't coming in here for $500,000 or $900,000, whatever the hell the veteran minimum is now. You know what I mean? But Bucky Brooks brings up a good point. You know, when he was talking about Cam has played his best against him. Big games. And that's Cam in his prime, though, prior to injuries. You got to be careful with this one. You don't know what the injuries are like. Who's the new coach in Carolina? He said, well,
Matt Rhule.
Yeah, thank you, Matt Rhule. Tell me, or the owner? No, it was the owner, Tepper, right? He said, tell me, you know, what are you gonna do with Cam? I don't know. Tell me what's his physical condition? Is he physically fit? What's his injuries look like? Like, that's telling. Like, they feel he's broken down. So, do you want sort of damaged goods, or can you really have a reclamation project where he can be humble, he can come in and be a different player and sort of resurrect his career? There's different ways to go here. But I think you've broken from Brady here. That's sort of a Band-Aid. If you're breaking from Brady, let's roll with the kid. Let's get the next kid ready to go. That's the way I feel.
Today's takeaways coming your way right after.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
Okay, today's takeaway is brought to you by Wake 180 Weight Loss. Don't forget, you can do everything online. They can coach up right there through your computer in the comfort of your own home. No contact. Check it all out. Get your consultation at Waken180WeightLoss.com.
All right, before we get to the takeaways, I want to remind you we're all in this together. 98.5 The Sports Hub and Beasley Media Group is committed to serving the community and helping local businesses at this difficult time. They're offering on our website, coming up, a 30-minute webinar, Crisis Management and Marketing for Local Businesses, presented by Beasley Media Group. All kinds of insight, advice, relevant data, critical data points to enable your business to not only endure the difficult time right now, but to come out stronger when it's over. So go to 98.5thesportshub.com. You can search for Crisis Management for Local Business right there at the top right. Put it in the search box. You'll get the link to it, and you can sign up for the 30-minute webinar. To the takeaways we go. Let's hear it. The mashup, the music that Hardy put together in his lab, in his studio, came up with a mashup of Chipmunk and Derek.
Oh, there's a lot of different labs. There's Shelby Cordell's massive recording compound, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, that includes a bowling alley. We've seen the video for the Juice song.
The Juice.
That nice Mustang.
We've got Derek in Foxborough, who sent us a couple of songs yesterday. And if you put the two of them together, it sounds like this.
Thank you. You got the, juice. You got the, juice.
I don't wanna break your heart.
Break your heart. Yeah, you got the juice. It's time that you choose. How many women is you tryna get loose?
Yeah, I led you on. Yeah, you told me about your mom. That shit ate me up. Don't give a f. Never get enough.
Hit me, it's late, but I'm on my way.
That's why I gotta lie to you, babe.
You want me so bad, but you got the juice.
Cause I love ya, cause I love ya.
You got the base up your mind, boy, no time for decline.
That's why I gotta lie to you, babe.
You got the juice.
But you love me.
You got the juice. You got the juice. You got the juice.
Na na na. Break your heart.
Na na na.
Break your heart.
Na na na.
Break your heart.
Na na na.
Your heart.
What's he lying about? Like, I gotta lie to you, babe.
He doesn't. Well, he doesn't want to.
But why? Well, he don't want to. But why would he do it anyway? He's got that much on the side.
I don't know. I feel like that was kind of dark. You know, maybe we should throw some timber everybody's way.
I think so.
Make them feel a little bit
hands
better
up,
about it.
Up, hands down, right? I figured out what that sound is he's making. It's when, like, T-Bone. I have this knot in my left shoulder. The T-Bone, he's so big and burly, gets in there and gets after it. Not lately, because we're social distancing. But normally I'm like,
Maybe just a little of the hit song Timber. Make us feel a little more upbeat about things.
I'm going to work out to this at home.
Well, that is the ultimate compliment. Pool playlist, and you're going to work out to it?
I'm going to call you up, and I'm going to take you out. Then after that, I'm going to take you down. I'm money where my mouth at, ain't no need to doubt. Girl, just say the word, and I'm going to make you shout. Oh, you know
yep,
it.
You do.
I'm going to keep it going.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.